God bless you. We have a little time after the preaching of Brother Frank. We see we'll be together maybe 45 minutes. What we want to say, Brother Salvatore is arrived. Welcome, God bless you. We wanted to see what we felt in our hearts there is always this pushing towards preparation. It's necessary to be always ready, and it's necessary to have the same spirit. I'd like to let you speak. I like you to speak, to say what you have in your heart, to share it. Everyone, Brother Gianfranco, Brother Carmelo, Brother Antonio, Brother Matthew, everyone. I want everyone to share according to what he felt in his heart. This is the main goal here. Amen. Who will start? There's a brother, Brother Santo. He is asking a question. I heard that already Brother Branham in his visions. I was inattentive and I did not understand well. He spoke about a vice president, and Brother Franco said in the vision there was a woman who had a certain power. So maybe if there is time, she'll become a president. It might be. But it can also be, as the brother make a remark, it can also be simply the Catholic Church. And Brother Franco say, anyway, during the week, the next week we'll see we talk about the vision that Brother Branham had from the Lord, but we talk about it another time. But now I give you a word. Do not be shy. Speak a little bit. Which are the main points that you picked up during this preaching from the beginning till the end? A brother is having a small problem with his internet. And Brother Gianfranco is solving a problem. Now, Brother Gianfranco said, as I'm speaking already, I will then speak now. I will share something with you. Let's say something that touched me, not that it touched me, but it just confirmed me. It gave me confirmation. Is the fact that, as we always say, the time is short. It seems like everything stops, then suddenly two or three things start moving concerning prophecies, concerning the advance of things. And that's what the Lord has already done. He made promises, for example, with Israel. There's something that stops, then when the time come to pass, then up, they start working. So at the precise time, at the precise time, and also now we are here because the Lord already with Trump, he could take or he could raise up someone else, maybe the wife of Obama. But the Lord knows all things, so he gave us a little bit more time to prepare ourselves. Because we have in our families, there are still things to put right. Also, some people still need to be prepared. For this reason, we have to hurry. And as Brother Frank, during this time, he has grace to serve the Lord, but because not all of us are called to preach, but we have other things to do. But the more, as we see that time is going on and his servant is exhorting us, we have to say it really or truly, we have to put in the second place other things. And one thing that I really have in my heart, and sometimes I do not apply it, or I do not have ability to do it. Knowing these things, or reading this thing, and listening to this thing, as Brother Frank say, I speak because I believe. And we, those who know these things, how much more we have to pull the souls from the end of the enemy and bring them to the Lord. All these things, I cannot say it's like kind of an agitation, but it gives me a sense of responsibility for the souls that are around us. But in the other side, I have this assurance, or as we read, when these things begin to come pass, then look up and lift up your head, for your redemption is drawing nigh. But as the Lord, if the Lord has promised something, he will do it. For this reason, we have to be calm in faith, and we have to exercise faith. If the Lord has said it, he said, I believe. That's why I believe. By faith, and the Lord will accomplish what he promised for his church. This it was a word of encouragement to push us. That's what I wanted to say, and what I received. Amen. Glory to God. Glory be to God. Amen. Brother Carmelo, Brother Doriano, Brother Bruno, or others. That's Brother Carmelo. Brother Carmelo says, what Brother Gianfranco said, I agree, and I agree with it, because last time also I said it. With this coronavirus, I see, as I'm home, for example, that I could have possibility to move, but it seems like to be. As the Lord say, go and preach. But now, with this lockdown, this confinement, there are this like I can say, like some blocking or blockage as we have the same spirit, as Brother Franco was saying, that's, I believe that's why I speak. I believe there is this these thoughts in each one of us. It's not just the commandment of the Lord to announce the word or to preach the word, but also when God does something, there is a joy in us. And I seen this last time, that clearly we are in the end time, and there are people that which there are some people they don't even want to hear, but we know and we believe that we are at end, and we believe that the Lord is still giving time, because there are still some people to enter in. As Brother Branham said, Brother Frank said, we had the same spirit of faith. I thought about this faith that has to be revealed. As we say in the beginning, the manifestation, the word is waiting for the manifestation of the children of God. I thought also about that. Brother Branham in his preachings, they were signs. If our faith is well alimented, there are signs that will follow it. As Brother Frank says, I believe that all of us, we have to ask this faith to God, and this faith has to be manifested. I wanted to give a small exhortation, word of exhortation. This week I read something, and I read in First King. I'll bring a small word of exhortation. When I read it, I felt well. It's in First King. I wanted to share it with you. 1 King 21, when he's talking about the vineyard of Naboth and also Ahab wanted to buy it. And Naboth said, this belongs to my ancestors, I cannot sell it. And when he went back home, Jezebel seen him, he was sad, and he asked him, why are you sad? And Jezebel then decided, I will take care of this situation, I will take care of this this problem. Then he decided to kill Naboth. The one they killed was Naboth. First King 21, verse 23. And of Jezebel also spake the Lord, saying, the dog shall eat Jezebel by the wall of Jezreel. Him that die of Ahab in the city of dog shall eat, and him that die in the field shall the force of the earth eat. But there was none like unto Ahab, which did set himself to work wickedness in the sight of the Lord, whom Jezebel, his wife, stirred up. And he did very abominably in following idols according to all things, as did the Amorite, whom the Lord cast out before the children of Israel. So Brother Branham put in evidence that this man, Ahab, did really evil before the Lord. Then verse 27, and it came to pass when Ahab heard those words, that he rent his cloth and put sackcloth upon his flesh and fasted and lay the sackcloth and went softly. And the word of the Lord came to Elijah the Tishbite, saying, seest thou how Ahab humbled himself before me? Because he humbled himself before me, I will not bring the evil in his days, but in his son's day will I bring the evil upon his house. It's simply that brother is commenting. Also, Brother Branham spoke about it. Also, Brother Frank, he speak a lot about this this story. This man was did evil before God, but God has seen his humility, or when he humbled himself and he decided not to bring evil in his day, we must have this faith to believe, if we seek him or we serve him with all our heart, or as Brother Gianfranco say, if we give him the first place, we pray, and we must have the certitude that of what we are asking, he will give it to us. As also another thing that Brother Frank said, is written that all things they work together for those who love God. So also for this reason, we have not to worry. All things work together for those who love God. Our prayer must be that for us to have the same spirit of faith, and we have to know that the Lord takes care of us. If he had mercy for this man, Ahab, how much more will he hear our prayer? And how much more our faith must be stable in what we believe, and we believe that he will give it to us. Not as we think he has to give it straight, but it's written, all things work together for those who love God. We love him, for this reason we are here. If not, we won't be here. May God bless us. Amen. Hallelujah. And our Brother Franco say, it's true what the Lord says. What the Lord said, it was done. There is a small problem with microphone, Brother Franco. And the brother is connected again. Now he solved the problem. And Brother Franco say it's it's really now, Brother Franco, what I wanted to say, at the moment, the Lord sees the heart and sees the repentance, and he will then stop his anger or what he planned to do. Jehu did accomplish the will of God. Ahab was killed, also Jezebel. The main thing is to have a changed heart and an open heart, a life who is right. So the exhortation that Brother Frank gave us, or gives us, I'm not going to make another preach, another sermon, but what I wrote down here is the spirit of faith. And the spirit of faith today, we don't find it that much. For this reason, there was this exhortation, as we all heard. Brother Frank said, all have faith, but the Catholic, the Protestant, all of them, they have faith, but faith that is in the message, in the word, faith that comes from obedience of the word of God, the message of our time. He made a parallel, or he compared the South America and North America. One side, they are Protestant, those who receive the biblical teaching. In the other side, so in the South America, South part, all of them are Catholic. All the South America, they are all Catholic. So they remain in their teaching, and their faith is in those teaching. But our faith is in the Word of God, from the message of the hour. For this reason, we have to be strengthened because of this word. For this reason, is written here, and I'm saying simply this. I'll go in 2 Corinthians. If someone else want to share something or want to speak, just lift up your hand. I'm pleased to hear you, to see what you have in your heart. There's Sister Deborah. She asked a question. I heard from the preaching of Brother Frank, this woman was to be raised in America. Can I have some information about it? Brother Franco said that it seems like she's already there, because the vice president, as she's a woman, we read also already in newspapers, this woman has already taken control, and she's going to be an instrument to move forward politics and to do what has to take place. And we also heard that this woman gives also the power to the beast. So we speak about Catholic Church. It seems like this woman is already there, spiritually speaking. And this vision of Brother Branham of 1933, naturally, is going to be, or if there's time, maybe there'll be a woman president. But now, it seems like she's already president in this time. She's already there. She's vice president, but she has already got power. So we are in the prophetical word, and all things are getting fulfilling. And we are going to the final fulfillment of the plan of God for the humanity. We are going in that sense. For this reason, the exhortation, the word that came from Romans 8:19. The all creation was made. So the whole creation groaned and traveled. We also are groaning, and we have to wait for this rain. This is the key. When this rain comes, the word that we heard today, you also having the same spirit of faith that is found in the bride. Those who received the message, the word, in time of Luther, there was one spirit of faith. At the time of Wesley, there was also one spirit of faith. In his preaching, everyone has position, and they were seeking to be ready for the event of the Lord. But there was another step, the baptism of the Holy Spirit with Azusa Street, also for us. So this spirit of faith, the same spirit of faith. Let us see in the translation, Darby. We read the translation of Darby, where the words are more precise. I will read it in French. This privilege, we thank God that I lived in Swiss. So 2 Corinthians. A brother says one day, there's no problem, one day we speak all the same language. Are we already in French? We now read 2 Corinthians, this verse in French. 2 Corinthians 4:13. Having the same spirit of faith in French, it sounds better. Having the same spirit of faith. The same spirit of faith, do you see? So that means a faith in the revealed word in these states that the church has to be found. We all must be found in this state. In the way to permit God to work. With all those who God used brother Branham Paul, as Brother Gianfranco said, not all have to preach, but we must have this same spirit of faith that works in my life, in your life, in our lives. This is important for the relationship with God, of the fellowship that we have with Christ, with the Word. We have to live it, and we have to have it, and we have to experience it. Do you understand? Have you understood? Here is the right comparison to do. It's not just about sign and wonders. It's true, it's written, but it's mainly this harmony in the spirit, the harmony between faith and spirit, the faith that is exactly found in the revelation, this obedience of in the word of God. John the Baptist says what took place in 1933, there was a voice from heaven saying, as John the Baptist was sent to prepare the first coming, you'll be sent with a message to be the forerunner of the second coming. And this message, so that means to have faith in this message, in this word. It's true. There's nothing that has to count or to be important, because if you put something else inside this message, it become hybridate. It become an hybrid. So there is no then the original faith. So God brought us back to the doctrine of the Father. So in this full word, so we speak about the harmony of faith and spirit, because I can have faith. I can have faith that I move mountain, but if I don't have love, that's the love that bind all things because of this word that we have to have in this last time. He has given to the elect, to those who have to listen, because not everyone has to listen it. If we see around us, we see that everyone has faith. But in hearing the message, but they did not enter in, and they did not become one with the message. The faith and the word, the revealed word. When God reveals you something, this kind of faith put in action or in work, and God, through obedience, if you ask something to him, he will give it to you. This is important. God has to grant us grace to walk in this direction, we, all of us, for these things to take place. This, the main thing is to have the same spirit of faith. We preached already about it in the past. Not deeply, but for this reason, faith that was, which was delivered once to the saints, in, as is written in Jude, this kind of faith combined with the word of the word of the time in which we're living, this is important. So, all the rest must be behind our shoulder. The main thing is to see the what is written in Romans chapter 8, that the all creation groaneth. We all are groaning because we all would like to see the end, would like to see this confinement to finish, to be free, physically speaking, also spiritually speaking. So in the sense of, as the brother said, just to share the word of God with people for the last to enter. As we said in the word that was preached on Wednesday, there are some brothers who are listening Wednesday, Saturday, and Sunday, everywhere in Africa, everywhere. That should just direct people, it should lead people to be put in the right path. So, in the sense that the last will be first, and then they will be together. So a right taking of position must be taken. May God grant grace. It's important. Faith must be present. I give an example. The one who want to preach, if even me in the beginning, when we brought the word of God in the beginning, or when we went to preach, or when we brought a word of evangelization, of or the word of exhortation, all must be pushed by the faith that you have. If you don't have faith in that thing or in that action, it's like you are throwing you are just throwing the word like this. You are just throwing water. Do you understand? It's necessary to have the harmony, the full harmony in your within you. I believe for this reason I speak. For this reason, there is necessary to have harmony with the Spirit, because the Spirit confirms. Many have the letter. It means that they know the quotes of Brother Branham, the citation of Brother Frank, but the Spirit, is the Spirit that makes the harmony or united things. It's me like an evangelist who's doing miracles. It's true that everyone has his ministry, but it's necessary also to have the Spirit that confirms the word, and God has to help us in this end time. I believe that everything is going together, and is right to have this faith, the spirit of faith in French, to have the same spirit of faith. Second Corinthians 4:13. We having the same spirit of faith. The bride church must arrive to have this same spirit of faith, which is the revealed word. This is the key. If not, everyone will go in his way. Also, ourselves, also among us, this unity, this unique faith that must be put in work, the same spirit of faith. Sometimes, or unfortunately, we do not have this faith. Maybe in some assembly or in some gatherings, everyone is trying to put himself forward, or to put himself to show off. But now it's time to be gathered together in the way that's when the Lord will come. You heard it all, yeah? We heard that the Moshe Al-Shada is at Al-Aqsa, that Moshe, they can destroy it when they want. There is one sister, she did not understand. Now Brother Franco is answering. The Moshe that is in the Mount of the Temple, and there was a rock where that Moshe is, where Abraham made the sacrifice, or he made the altar where he wanted to sacrifice Isaac, and the temple was built there. And to rebuild the temple is already, it's like stopped by the Muslim because they're believing that that place is there. And it's already wrong because their Moshe is supposed to be at 25 kilometers from the Mecca. There are many people speak, or you can see here, brother is showing a picture. The brother is showing a picture of the Moshe. This Moshe, he found in Jerusalem, now Israel. So it's the Spirit of God who has to work to prepare this thing. They could already demolish this Moshe. Turkish people, they build it. But from the same place, the third temple must be built, over which the celestial Jerusalem has to stay. And has to take place like this. God will permit that to take place. And when it will take place, by grace, we will be already with God in the wedding supper. So when they will start to sign the covenant, we, by God's grace, won't be here anymore. How much time do we still have? You see? For this reason, this exhortation of Brother Frank. they are always, the exhortation of Brother Frank, they are always at the point. They are all pushed by the Spirit. Is the word that the brother was looking for. So this exhortation pushed by Brother Frank for the church and for us to be ready is a blessing. As we heard it, it's true that with age also Brother Frank is getting old. By my spirit, I have the prophet Elisha. Even when he died, do you remember about the story when they threw the dead man up on his grave, and that man was resurrected? The man was resurrected. So that means that the word of God is inside this envelope, human envelope. Inside there is the Spirit of God. There's the word, the Spirit of faith, the same Spirit of faith. Hallelujah. You see, what is important is that the carcass doesn't have importance. It's just an envelope in which we are born with sin, but this is not it doesn't interest us. But what interests us is what is within us, and God knows the time. And with faith and with assurance, we are appreciating to have this exhortation. And we must have or must reach this unity or the same spirit united under one head or the same head. And a brother asks a question. A brother asks a question about those who don't have the possibility to understand well. So he's talking about people having some handicap. Are they going to be saved? So Brother Franco answers, when there's not the state, a condition to understand, it's clear that he's saved. But to be part of the bride or not, this one I don't know. But if someone doesn't know the good and evil, because among brethren we have some brethren, they don't have a comprehension or so understanding, God will take care of them. Brother Santo say, is speaking about those who have every handicap. They cannot even speak or even, yeah. And Brother Franco answers, so there is predestination. There is predestination. So in the predestination, God knows already before even they were born, as it was written, before even they were born, still in the womb of Rebecca, God knew already that the elder will be submitted to the youngest one. If a child cannot understand or cannot know the good and evil, God takes care of him, and according to predestination, is going to be saved. That's how it is. And another question from Sister Deborah. For me, it's important. If a brother or a sister converted to God and he realized that his sins, and with time he understand that it was wrong, he sinned against God, and he recognize his mistake and repent, our Heavenly Father, till which point can he forget? And now Brother Franco answers, our Lord forgives. With Ahab, for example, we see he did evil. He had an evil spirit. But at that time, he understood and he rent his cloth and God forgave him. At that time, God forgave him. When God sees the true repentance with tears, be careful, I say that in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The true repentance with tears, with pain, is like a sinner who came to faith. He recognized to be sinner, and he cry to God, "I'm a sinner. Your word is in my heart, and you are right." There is a inside pain or sorrow, and God sees that. And then naturally the forgiveness will come. Surely forgiveness is there without any doubt. But for all of us, God knows. God knows things to come with each one of us. The only sin that the Lord or God cannot forgive is the sin against the Holy Spirit. So it means the one who sins against the Spirit of God, we spoke about it on Wednesday, there's no way of return already in your heart. It's important. It's already in your heart. The one who sins against the Holy Spirit, he doesn't have, even if he wants, he won't have the spirit of sacrifice or sorrow or pain. He won't have the spirit to repent and to be spared. So he doesn't even receive anymore this spirit of sorrow, of sin in him. He doesn't feel it. And this thing miss, he doesn't have it. The different thing with Esau, that he cried for the blessing, but there was not any more blessing for him. You all know the story. Jacob cheated his brother to take the first born blessing. There was also different, but for people who mistreated God or they said bad evil things against the word of God, in that case, the door of salvation is closed. Jacob cheated for the blessing. And Brother Branham, in that preaching, what other churches did not do or did not have, Brother Branham had a revelation from God of what is predestination. God revealed to him predestination. That means God, before even the world was made, He predestinated lives of each one of us, all of us. Even in the mistake that Jacob did, but also there was a wanting, a supernatural wanting in Jacob, because there was already something that was foretold, because God knew already before the foundation of world that thing supposed to take place. All the action, even when they are wrong or they are false, not right, God has a plan for them. You don't know, no one knows it, but God has a plan. Do you believe in that? Because it's important. In reality, destiny, our people, the worldly people call it, but God has in His hand destiny. You don't have it in your head, but God wrote everything before even you were born. He knew exactly how many hair you'll have. God knows everything, and is a blessing to know that, and it's by faith that we know that. For this reason, we spoke about the spirit of faith. I can read with you. We can read in Genesis. Genesis. I'll try to find it quick. In Genesis 25. Genesis 25. Verse 21. And Isaac entreated the Lord for his wife, because she was barren. And the Lord was entreated of him, and Rebekah, his wife, conceived. And the children struggled together within her. And she said, "If it be so, why am I thus?" And she went to inquire of the Lord. And the Lord said unto her, "Two nations are in thy womb, and two manners of people shall be separated from thy bowels. And the one people shall be stronger than the other people, and the elder shall serve the younger." So if Esau, or the elder one, had to receive the birthright, if Esau had to receive the birthright, therefore these prophecies would have been wrong. Do you understand? Verse 22. And the children struggled together within her, and she said, "If it be so, why am I thus?" And she went to inquire of the Lord. And the Lord said unto her, "Two nations are in thy womb, and two manner of people shall be separated from thy bowels. And the one people shall be stronger than the other people, and the elder shall serve the younger. And when her days to be delivered were fulfilled, behold, there were twins in her womb. And the first came out red, all over like every garment, and they called his name Esau. And after that came his brother out, and his hand took hold on Esau's heel, and his name was called Jacob." Automatically, God demonstrated or shown by foreknowledge the election. Do you understand? that Jacob will have had the birthright. For this reason, his mother pushed him to do what has to do for him to have this birthright. We can say that Jacob was already predestinated by the Lord, even in his mistakes. Also the mistake of David, for example, with Bathsheba, Uri's wife. When David Uri to be killed, God saw already through that woman that was wrong, or that wife that was not, that woman that was not his wife, it was a wife of someone else, and he will have had a son, Solomon, a king. So for this reason, all things, they work together for those who love God. That's what we heard today. You see, automatically, it's important, this thing, to have the spirit of knowledge that there is a predestination. May God bless us. If you are not hungry, you can still speak. If someone else has something to share. If someone still has something to share or to say, may God bless him and let him feel free. If you have something, you can speak. If you have a question, Brother Jeremy, Brother Matthew, so Brother Jeremiah, his brother Jeremiah is, he want to say something. It was clear what we heard, and we want to speak about the temple. It's true that there are some events that are taking place there in Israel, you mean? About temple, that the temple, like so, the Moshe has to be destroyed. We do not have any indice or any indication for the temple, for the rebuild of the temple. We do not have any indication. My question is that, for the Jewish people, we have the indication. So for their plan, we have it. But what about the temple? Brother Franco say, nevertheless, they are already in the preparation for the building of the temple. So before, they used to take much time to build the temple. If you remember, the Lord say, destroy this temple in 3 days, I will raise it up. But today there are means that's more faster. With technology, everything become faster. For this reason, this construction or this thing is going to be done or is going to take place. There are already pieces or things already, they found already things or pieces of the temple. Some people say they already they found the DNA, or they found also things that are part of the temple, and they had to be there to. They have to be burned for the sacrifice and things like this. We can read, you can read those things in the book of Leviticus. And brother also asks a question. Brother Jeremiah asks about the Ark of Covenant. In Revelation, he's saying already about how the Ark of the Covenant is open. It's written in Revelation. We will. I find it, then I. In Revelation, I tell you. Revelation 11, verse 19. 11:19. And the temple of God was opened in heaven, and there was seen in his temple the Ark of his testament. Nevertheless, the temple will be there in the temple. If you read already in Isaiah 66, the last chapter, they will come and they will worship, etc. But for the bride doesn't have anything to do with that. Do you agree? They will prepare and they are getting ready. All that is going to take place. We can't say what we want. We can see all the things they are doing with this sanity, with this problem of corona. They all are against, they put themselves, they gather against Trump because they wanted to move him away, to remove it from that position. Normally the right supposed to govern, but if we stop or if we believe in what people are saying, we do not see clearly the plan of God or the prophetical word that is taking place now. His sister asking a question. He say she thinks that with also this corona, this virus, people are using it to kill many people. And Brother Franco say it's possible. It might be possible. All people in Switzerland, they put them aside. They are taking place of. They are taking care of old people first. Then old people, they put them aside. Also here in Italy, the same thing. Maybe they want to kill all people. I don't know. But the Lord will take care of them. God is the one who decides to when to put end to a life of someone. A man take appropriate himself things that are not of his capacity. Glory be to God. If you are hungry, if you are hungry, God bless you. God bless you all. May God bless us. It was a powerful word and precise. Everything is in harmony with the word. Everything is in harmony with the word that God gives us. May God give us this anointment. Hallelujah. Every word comes at the perfect time. Let us pray and conclude. Who will pray? Heavenly Father, we thank you again today for this precious word. For me, it was an honor. You know my heart and my thoughts. It's true that the devil wanted to bring me away from you, but what you saw in my heart, this word, is what you will bring to fulfillment. I thank you in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord. Let depart from me everything that is evil or the work of the devil. Something that comes to bring us far from you. Let it depart from us in the name of Jesus Christ. For we want only to serve you with all our heart and with our soul. We thank you again for this privilege and honor to hear your word online. And thank you because you saw in each one of us and you will bring in fulfillment. And I thank you in the name of Jesus Christ. Bless all brothers and sisters. Bless our brother Frank. Bless all in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Mighty God, we thank you. In the name of Jesus Christ, for the word that you gave us through your servant, be glorified in our lives. As it came in my heart, Solomon was a great king. He had all kind of possibility in women, in gold, in everything. But what he asked you, it was wisdom. Now we have wisdom. We all have it. We can have faith, but without wisdom, we cannot go forward. Give us this wisdom for us to have it first and to reveal it to other people. May you put the end to this virus, not because we want to go out, but we want to rejoice. To be together. And when you are with the brethren is wonderful. Thank you for your will. May your will to be done. Honor us by your presence. As we are not alone, for your angel is always encamped always around us. We pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Brother Gianfranco. We thank you, Lord Jesus Christ, truly, because today we could taste of your divine word that you send through the mouth of your servants, also through our mouth, because if we speak about the things of the kingdom and we also heard about them and we see how the word is departing from you, our desire is to serve you. Oh Lord, help us to see the restoration of all things which we have already accomplished. Even this word is waiting for the manifestation of your children for it to be healed. We thank you that you gave to each one of us, for what you gave to each one of us today. May your blessing touch our hearts. Give the light or the understanding to brothers and sisters. You know everything. Don't give to each one of us what is necessary. You are still the faithful friend, and you always come to our rescue. We thank you for your blessing. Be with us. Bless also those who did not make an experience with you. In a second, on in fraction of second, they can make this experience, and we believe by faith. We thank you for your blessing. That certainly also today he fell in each one of us. We thank you in the mighty name and precious of Jesus Christ. Amen. 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 God bless you all.